Welcome to the Comics Experiment, the show that we air every Thursday right here at twitch.tv/comicstorian with multiple other podcasts. Then we upload it to YouTube on Saturdays. This is the Comics Experiment Podcast Network. This is Comics Experiment, and today we're going to discuss the current theories for Phase 4 MCU. But today's episode is brought to you by G Fuel, our Patreons over at patreon.com/comicstorian, our YouTube memberships right here on YouTube, and
Upstart, an online lending marketplace for fair and fast personal loans. I'll tell you about it in the middle of today's episode, and you can check the link down below.
This is the show where I get together with these two boneheads every week, and we either talk about some fun discussion, we look at a clickbait list, or we discuss what's going on in the world of comic books and comic book news. So Phase 4 has a bunch of leaks and theories as to how it's going to pertain to the recent news of Spider-Man, and I'll go into that in a second, but that's today's topic. Before we get into that, though, how do you feel about them shooting Dick Grayson again?
Not good.
I want Dan's opinion, because I already got yours in that other video we're putting out.
Just leave my dick alone.
So
already.
For those who don't know, they've announced that now that Dick Grayson is back to being Dick Grayson in Nightwing, he will be shot by KG Beast again, who sees that he has recovered and wants to come get revenge.
Honestly, if they do that, I'm going to be like, why? just why?
Just leave my dick alone.
Like, you just changed him back. And everyone loved it. Why would you get rid of a loved character?
No, wait. You said that he plans on coming back and shooting him in the heart and taking out his girlfriend. I think that just means he's going to take out his girlfriend.
It's like a metaphor of shooting him in the heart.
You've come back, so I'm going to go get your girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's going to pull a Kyle Rayner.
But they're also promoting. But they're also promoting that KG Beast is going to shoot someone in the Bat family. So what, like, is someone going to jump in the way?
There's like 18 other people.
They pull out an obscure one. Yeah. Like, spoilers. Like, I'm here. Oh, no.
She's very popular, a semi-Bat girl now again.
Again?
Yeah, her and Cassandra Cain now are running around with bat symbols on their chest.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. I forgot about
spoilers in Young Justice.
Yep.
A lot.
Who's the least popular member of the Bat family?
Harper Row.
Probably. Can you even count her anymore?
Oh my gosh.
Just kind of went to Leslie Tompkins Hospital help out. And she's like, I quit. All right, we'll never check on you again.
See you later.
I'm pretty sure they still reference the fact that she's working with Tompkins,
yeah, they
too.
Do. They keep bringing it up like it's going to be a plot point at some point.
It's not.
Ooh, Harper
Luke
Bro.
Fox.
She's actually Punchline.
Luke
plot
Fox.
Plot twist. Ooh. That would actually be cool.
That would be a cool plot twist.
If they shot Luke Fox?
No, if Harper Rowe was actually Punchline.
Oh, I'm trying to think of least popular Batman family members.
Luke Fox is a good character if they actually
Bruce
used
Wayne?
Him.
If they used him, but that's the thing.
Screw that guy.
I mean, technically speaking, Bluebird could be an amazing character if they used her properly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
They'll kill off Damian.
Duke?
Again.
Or Signal? Or Sunshine? What name is he going by?
Signal.
It's
Sunshine.
I like Sunshine.
I'm Batman. This is Robin. And this is Sunshine.
And we're here to stop
crime. He just comes out in like a tight yellow leotard.
With his motorcycle helmet.
Trying to think of anyone else. Is Black Lightning on the Bat Family officially now?
No, he's in the Outsiders. Yeah. He's leading the Outsiders.
So technically Bat Family adjacent.
He's adjacent.
Like Katana. Can you imagine that? That like, oh, it's the Bat Family reunion. Why were you invited? Well, we're adjacent members.
Everybody's sitting there drinking, going, I honestly don't know why I'm here.
It's Black Lightning.
He hasn't
Katana.
Spoken to me in years.
It's Arsenal.
Roy's just I came with Jason.
Starfire's
like,
over there.
He's like, I'm his plus one.
Starfire's over there. She's like, I'm technically on Teen Titans with Damian, but I've also banged Dick Grayson, and I've worked with Jason over here on the Outlaws. I'm just the slut of the Bat family adjacent people.
No. This is the weirdest Christmas party ever.
Let's be honest. If they killed someone on the Bat family, it would be Batwoman so that they can replace her with another Batwoman. So it'd be
you're
like
say the Black Batwoman.
I was. Because that's...
The plot's obviously going that way. She's in all the promotional art now.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is, though, in the comics.
No, I don't have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm assuming they're just
going
to
take... I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
I'm assuming whatever the plot for the CW show is going to be for that changeover...
They're going to ram it into the comics.
Yeah, it's going to be that. That's
gonna
the comic character.
That's how it always works.
Yeah.
That's how we got Felicity and Diggle and Arrow.
Let's be honest, they go, we'll add two of them. Which one's more popular? Okay, that's now the comic version.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or they go, comic version's good? All right, put it in
the show. Or you have both.
Yeah. In the comic, Kate Kane's not gone because the actress didn't leave.
Right. They just stopped drawing her.
Could you imagine in comic books, they're like, this version of Bruce Wayne is retired. That was Ben Affleck. Like,
yeah. He just always looks like the actor.
I would love if they just have Batwoman start walking away. She's like, I give up. I'm not getting paid enough for this. It just walks up.
You won't have Batwoman to kick around anymore. Yeah,
it was like the weird moments in the latest.
She'll have to rephrase it as, you won't have this Batwoman to kick around anymore.
It was like the weird. I don't know if you guys watch Family Guy anymore. Natalie and I occasionally pop on the new episodes.
I didn't know it was still going.
It's season 19.
Jesus. It's a lot of seasons.
And the latest episode.
Simpsons is still going on. Yeah, well, they're like 87.
It's Fox. If they get like anybody watching the cartoon, they're going to watch it.
That's true.
If it's Matt or Seth.
But the latest episode tried to go some weird meta stuff. They were trying to do a joke where in between every scene they would have like people come in and like set up the new scene like it was a live stage show.
That's weird.
It was so weird, and I feel like that's what they would do in comics, like, you've retired, they're drawing the person leaving. Like,
I mean, realistically, you just have two different Batwoman comics. Batwoman comics.
Or just name it Batwomen and they team up. One like Spider-Men, which the sequel to was horrible.
We'll call it like, one will be just, we'll bring back like Shadow of the Bat, which is Batman in the 90s. That was another issue they got. So that's one Batwoman. And the other one is going to be Legend of the Batwoman.
Shadow of the Bat was actually one of my favorites.
That was like not origin stories, but like stories from like throughout his career.
Yeah, it was like classic. And a lot of it was like supernatural-ish. Mm. Like it wasn't all...
Yeah.
Or it was either mystery or... I remember because it was supernatural or detective work.
Yeah, that's why
I liked it.
Legend of the Dark Knight was very similar to that. Yeah. So.
This back when, you know, the Spider-Man had a very similar thing at one point. It was Spider-Man. Well, there was like Spider-Man.
Five different Spider-Man books and they're all just different story types.
Yeah. And they were all clones.
I think at one point it was legitimately like I
wasn't kidding. I'm stating a fact.
Like there was like five different books, and when they had the clones, like, we could just make separate people be Spider-Man.
When are we getting our Spider Clone book? That's just what I want it to be called, Spider Clone. It's not Spider-Man.
It's called Web Warriors.
They're just going to clone. I saw that. I'm going to fix it real quick. Yeah, they're just going to clone.
We're also apparently
spiders.
Having a lot of troubles. Everybody's saying stuff.
Andy, I can't believe you said that about Batman. Anyway.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
How dare you?
All right. I'm just saying, I think Keaton was the... Or not Keaton. Oh, man, I screwed my own show. Because I do actually think Keaton was
the best Batman. You're right. Keaton is the best Batman.
Yeah, I was about to say...
In Batman 1, not 2.
I wanted to say Clooney, and I said it wrong.
Clooney?
Clooney.
You did say Clooney, though.
Said Clooney. Whatever, I'm like a couple of drinks in.
We're going to clone Clooney.
Ugh.
That live Speed Force bullshit. We need to make that shirt. Speed Force bullshit.
Yeah.
It's Ben's favorite part of comics.
All right. So anyway, Dylan, cut back to here. Hey. All right. We flickered again.
No, that's...
That's way behind.
Up. Yeah. I think that's why the bitrate fixed itself. It's just like, screw it. We're going to go a minute behind and just try and let it catch up.
All right. Well, all right. So anyway. All right. So today's topic. Don't giggle. I'm trying to fix this. Sorry. Batman was fun. Let's go to the topic.
Okay.
So... There's theories rolling around as to what Phase 4 is going to be. So I'll list up the books.
Is it Phase 4 or Phase 5? I could have sworn Phase 4 just happened.
It's 4.
No, it's 4.
Really?
It is 4.
Okay. Yeah,
that was Phase 3.
Maybe we were talking about all the Phase 4, but then it was such a long delay that I thought it already happened.
It's possible. So anyway, Phase 4, as it stands right now, all the movies have been pushed back over a year, so the pushbacks are real. Black Widow is coming out on May 2021, which was a year after the original release date. They just moved everything a whole year out.
Yeah.
So the movies are going to be Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Untitled Spider-Man, Far From Home sequel with Sony, Thor, Love and Thunder. I really hope they change that Spider-Man.
No, that's actually what it's called.
They forget to remove the with Sony, so you're going to the...
It's sort of like the Harley Quinn movie. You got this really long title.
The Thor, Love and Thunder, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and then on Disney Plus, we're getting WandaVision this year, and the next year, Falcon in the Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk. All of that is Phase 4.
Yes.
Okay.
So now, what has come out is, what's the name of the actor that played J. Jonah Jameson at the end of Spider-Man?
J.K. Far From Simmons.
Okay. He came back from previous ones.
Yes, from the Raimi version.
Was it Raimi? Because I didn't know which one he was from.
Yeah,
it was Raimi.
Okay. Raimi.
So he came back.
I don't
back
think
from...
Jonah was in Amazing Spider-Man.
If he was, it was like a quick.
Yeah,
nod.
I was going to say.
Remember
I don't
there
think,
being.
You're right.
But J.K. Simmons was J. Jonah Jameson in the Raimi film.
Yeah,
first three. Yeah.
So anyway, we basically he was back, and we all thought it was a fun nod. Apparently, they're going to be playing more into that. So we're getting Jamie
more fun nods.
Well, we're getting Jamie Foxx back as Electro again.
Yes. Not the same Electro.
Right.
I was going to
But
say,
as Electro.
Right.
Right.
So the current theory is that WandaVision's going to break the multiverse based on all the shows we have, such as What
She's
If.
She's
going to
go Loki. No more multiverse. And
that's no more one-verse.
Yeah,
no
more one-verse. You got to go the other way.
No more single-verse.
Single-verse.
Spider-Man, Loki, and What If are going to show the ramifications across the multiverse, and Doctor Strange is going to fix it, and that is our Phase 4 plot.
So that's probably going to be how they fix
That could be cool.
Identity.
Yeah.
So that leads to a lot of possibilities, because it also, I mean, some of these movies and shows are definitely not going to fit. Like Doctor, was it Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be like, my shield, no, my shield. What is that portal?
Then
my
they'll both have
my
different
shield. And then like they both look and like Bucky's like hitting him and he's like, stop hitting me. I see it.
Is that Cap in there?
He walks it's out Chris with Evans the non-circle waving. One. But he comes out with the old man one where it's like a normal shield.
He comes out as old man Cap.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, Hawkeye's not going to fit at all as a show.
Hawkeye?
If they don't get him bandages.
Isn't that Kate Bishop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hailee Steinfeld is coming in as Bishop.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. They'll probably have some, you know, Clint.
Oh, they will.
Clint.
And he'll always have bandages.
It's true.
And if he doesn't, I'm going to be
upset. Well, I mean, it's not just a Kate Bishop show. He's in it.
Well, yeah, but like I doubt he's going to be as an. You know what?
The as far as I read the premise is, it's him training her.
Okay, and I was about to say I don't think he'll be in it that much. He'll be cameos, but at the same time, we have Falcon, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's
Loki.
What I'm saying.
Like they've got the movie actors.
I was gonna say they have all the actors, so it would be weird if Jeremy Renner was just like, nah.
He shows up at the beginning. Well, Kate, your training is complete.
I was gonna say,
I'll see you at the end of your adventure.
I was saying you literally have all the other shows are like the actual like full blown characters. It'd be weird if Hawkeye was the only one they were like, nah.
Jeremy Rayner's a little too busy.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on right now.
He actually called in and he's only voiceover. He's like, hey, it's Kate, like, things good? Cool.
It's like a really bad CGI. Like you sort of see him blurry in the background.
Kate's like, crap, I got to do my Zoom call with Clint. Give me a second, guys. Clint, lower your camera. Lower your camera, Clint.
They'll do like they did in Westworld season 2. I just finished season 2, which is 2 years old now. But they had, I'm just throwing that out there, why that's suddenly in my head.
Okay.
But they have Anthony Hopkins in season 1, Dan.
Okay.
And he doesn't phone it in for season 2.
He phones it in for half of season 2 where you're like, oh, the actor must not be here. They do it like a blurry reflection, like it easily CG, and the voiceover sounds a little off, like they
like
got
he's on
the
call.
He's on the call.
Hold on, I'm going in the tunnel.
Oh shit!
Well, they can do that with Jeremy Rayner though. He's in the reflection. He's only calling her. Like,
yeah. To my knowledge, he is supposed to be like it's him and her, sort of like the Hawkeye series.
Could you picture this though? They're like, all right, Jeremy, we need you to be Hawkeye. You're currently talking to Kate. Okay, do you want me to come in? No. We're gonna record the phone call.
It's fine. Pandemic.
In fact, we've been recording this whole time.
We're actually just gonna splice your words together. It'll be fine.
Hot, Kate. I'm going to.
It'll be supernatural. Don't worry about it. And I mean like supernatural, supernatural.
Which is a great show going into its last episode today or last season today.
Last part of its season.
I mean, that's the weird part, because like technically it's another season. It's
season
15
and
episodes.
On 13, yeah.
They're like, but we technically said we're only going to 15, so we're not going to call this 16, even though it's technically the length
This is actually season 2 of season 15.
Season 15.2.
Bingo.
So anyway, before I go into the Deadpool news, which can throw a huge wrench in all your plans, what do you think of the idea of them using WandaVision to break the multiverse? And then movies like Spider-Man, where there's talks about Raimi Spider-Man coming back. There's talks about Electro coming back.
I mean, it depends on how they're going to address that issue. If the idea is WandaVerse messes up the multiverse, stuff starts getting scattered amongst it, which if you've seen the trailer for WandaVerse, very easily could go into that. That's messed up looking trailer.
That's the House of M version.
Yeah, in a very interesting way. But if every movie going forward is like, the multiverse is broken, that's weird. Ha, we must fix it. Like, that would be boring.
Right.
Now, if you scatter bits of the messed up multiverse into each movie, Electro, J.K. Simmons, that sort of thing, that could be very interesting.
Well,
but if you're just like, the whole thing is we must somehow fix, because you know they're not going to fix it in one movie.
No, mm-hmm. not if they're planning
to tie that together.
Because right. Doctor Strange is the last movie.
Which so makes sense, could, Multiverse Madness.
If you have Doctor Strange like, this seems wrong, I will now go fix the multiverse. And you can mention how, you know, everything has been screwed up. Like,
right.
This Electro shouldn't be here, blah, 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 you know, that sort of thing. Then you could do that interestingly. It, like, each movie can have its own plot, but you can't tie it all together using Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. And I want to go through that based on this list in a second.
Okay.
But what do you think, Dan?
I think it's a good idea to have Doctor Strange as the last one, because then they could easily use him and or Wanda in the previous ones to kind of do that constant, they're trying to fix it, but they make it worse, and then they try to fix it, and they
sure,
make
yeah,
it worse,
yeah.
To the point that Doctor Strange's like, well, crap, now I gotta fix all of this. And
I'll do it myself.
Exactly. But I mean, because we all kind of expect Doctor Strange to play a big role in the Spider-Man sequel, regarding the secret identity and all of that, because
yeah. Oh, it is in the comics. Yeah, yeah, I can see
in
that.
The comics. And then if that happens before Multiverse of Madness, it would make sense, because if you wipe everyone's brain or stuff like that, or if you do something like that, it could alter the way that the universe works. And now it's altered like the different versions of people. Because like, we always go into, oh, they affect this universe. But if it's Multiverse of Madness and they've never done that, I'm wondering if they might go into a direction of one universe directly affects other ones. So if something changes in this one, it directly affects
like a butterfly,
so,
a multiversal butterfly
something
effect.
Like that. It's kind of like when you've got like that dark version of something, but if you change something to dark, the reverse version would be light now.
Mm. This is the darkest timeline.
Exactly.
And when you're doing multiversal travel, what would you do, Dan?
Well, I believe you jump through a portal.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Upstart, the revolutionary online lending platform that knows that you're more than just a credit score. During these economical, turbulent times, everyone is looking for a way to feel more financially secure. So if you're constantly throwing money at high-interest credit card debt each month, it's time for you to check out Upstart. Upstart is unique and can reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a better rate. But don't worry, you don't need a degree or diploma to apply. Upstart offers loans up to $50,000, so you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Loan amount will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Not all applicants will qualify for the full amount. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rates, and since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. And the best part? If your loan is approved and accepted, most people will get their funds in the next business day. See why Upstart has a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/experiment to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/experiment.
And then
you do it like you're in a high school play, like...
It's day one of drama class.
Yeah. A portal.
And we close the portal with spirit fingers.
Okay, so the reason I wanted to play, the reason I actually wanted to talk about this topic is if this theory actually holds a lot of weight. So, okay.
How much are we talking? 350, 400 pounds?
Ignoring Black Widow.
Yes.
As it was supposed to come out this year ahead of everything.
Yeah.
I legitimately think Black Widow is going to do nothing for the overall Phase 4.
No.
No, no. It's as I understand, it's a prequel.
Yeah, no, it's going to be just a prequel thing.
Which looks good. I really want it. I'm really excited for that one.
I'm excited because of the espionage nature of it. But as a Phase 4 going to affect things.
Oh, no. It's not going
other than maybe some weird, at the end of the movie, after credit scene, something going.
Something, maybe. Yeah, they bring Scarlet Witch. They bring Scarlett Johansson back.
Something like that.
He pulls her out of the multiverse, so now a different version of her is in Phase 4. They go to the like where she's like on the ground and she just opens her eyes. That's it. That's the after credit.
I mean, it could be something like that, but I think overall the core of this plot, regardless of a after credit scene cliffhanger, is not going to be a part of any of this.
Yeah.
But if you look at what's supposed, because now Wanda's coming first, but it wasn't supposed to. So assuming Wanda were to come now after Black Widow.
Right.
She can break the multiverse. It can go smattering everywhere, all kinds of stuff like that.
At the end of the season, she's just like, no more continuity.
Boom! They call it House of C.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that could be something totally different.
No, that's not a thing. No,
I think I've seen that movie already. It cost me an extra $5.99 when I was in a hotel.
You know,
hold on.
Okay.
I let you talk. I let you do your thing.
Ew. I know, that's why I said, okay.
And you guys are matching again.
No.
You're both in shirts.
You both have hair.
Damn it, Andy.
Anyway, so you'd have WandaVision next. She breaks the multiverse. The very next movie that was supposed to come out was Shang-Chi.
Which I'm so excited for.
But we know it's supposed to be changing and retconning Mandarin lore. What if the excuse for that is the broken multiverse?
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Slight nods.
Exactly, but have the movies be their own thing.
Right, you're fighting Mandarin in the Ten Rings, but the reason why there was already a Mandarin...
If Ben Kingsley doesn't show back up, though, as his, like, faded actor, what's the point?
But following that, we had the Eternals, which you can very easily work into a multiverse plot, even if it's just a mention.
I always forget that that's even a thing.
Most and then Spider-Man, do. There's talks...
Even in the comics.
And Spider-Man, there's talks about Venom, Sam Raimi, Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I mean, you could so easily have nods to the different Spider-Men in the Spider-Universe.
Tobey Maguire shows up.
There, I mean, there's talks of all kinds
Andrew
of stuff.
Andrew Garfield. Topher Grace's Venom next to Tom Hardy.
Meets Eddie Brock. Meets Tom Hardy, yeah.
That's could Tom you Hardy picture that? Beat the crap out of him.
Like Topher Grace is like, I'm Venom. And Tom Hardy's like, okay.
But Tom Hardy does like his Venom where he's like, no, well, you see? What? No, that's not right.
And then they have a giant CGI battle where Venom comes off of Tom Hardy.
Venom versus Venoms.
But the little Venom doesn't do anything except ride on the glider from Goblin.
Sure. Yeah.
And then Tom Hardy's Venom is like,
I like it.
And then Riot shows
up. We've already written this movie. It's fine.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So anyway.
Sony, call us.
We have that Spider-Man. But following that, we have Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Where you could, once again, easily use that as the excuse how he becomes worthy again or lost weight. Or you could easily nod
well,
once again.
Well, he's not unworthy in the movies.
Mm-mm. I thought he had the axe.
He does, but he was still worthy of Mjolnir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He does.
Because he even calls it.
Yeah.
And he's all excited and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he hands him like, yeah, no, you give me this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the bigger one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's still worthy, technically.
Yeah.
Although, technically speaking, in normal Marvel or MCU canon...
Everyone is.
No, Mjolnir is still broken.
Yeah.
Because Steve had to put it back in the past.
But not only that, in comics right now, everyone's
broken. Well, that's true. But I'm just talking about the MCU.
But yeah, no, so then we have Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Which you could, I mean, at this point, you could easily, like, just like they did with the Tesseract and everything else, Doctor Strange can then be like, yeah, the Mandarin was out of place and Thor, the hammer came back and it wasn't supposed to. And
right.
I have to fix everything.
And then he goes, gets a Spider-Man, but it's not his Spider-Man. It's a different Spider-Man.
And then on the TV show side, Falcon and Winter Soldier can do their own thing. You don't even need to mention the multiverse.
Yeah, exactly.
But Loki and What If are all about the multiverse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they can just further explore.
I'm actually super excited for the What If show. I think that's going to be cool.
So you can easily have those explore the ideas even further. Mm-hmm. Hawkeye can be, once again, solo. Ms. Marvel can be the excuse. Use the multiverse as the reason why no one knew about the Inhumans.
Right, yeah.
And we can also use that as an excuse of, like, not only are there Inhumans, but there's something going on in Canada. Mutants.
Oh, yeah. Are only in Canada at this point?
That's dude. I
everybody
would like...
knows Canada is full of Canadians and mutants.
Bingo.
What would you do if
it's
that's
like the French Canadian kind of thing?
What would you do if that's the excuse they use?
They've just all been in Canada. Everybody knows all mutants are Canadian.
Alpha Flight and mutants.
Thing.
That's what's up there.
Everybody knows that. It goes elk. Mutants. Everybody knows that about Canada.
And after Ms. Marvel, which you could use the multiverse to explain Inhumans, we have Moon Knight.
I mean, technically speaking, the Inhumans are in there, just nobody mentions them because this show was terrible.
But then we have Moon Knight, and you could say, oh, his three personalities are three multiversal versions crammed into his head. Khonshu's existing in this world. It's called Stargate.
I mean, technically speaking,
You don't like my Stargate crossover?
No, I don't. I mean, you don't have to cram the multiverse into everything.
No, but all of this would be one-off nods and mentions.
Moon Knight's multiverse, that's why he's got multiple personalities now, and humans are also a multiverse.
It's actually Multiverse Knight now.
And She-Hulk, well, I mean, she's just Hulk from another universe.
Right, perfect.
Sorry, Dexter.
So you like my idea of mutants in Canada, but you don't like...
But your idea of cramming the multiverse into literally every aspect.
And you don't like Stargate being a part of Moon Knight?
No, I don't. That's stupid.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
It's a Fargate. We don't want to get sued. That's from an old show.
It's a Fargate.
It's a Fargate. Yeah,
by the way, Stargate is an amazing series that has gone on far too long, and the company that owns them is running it into the ground.
I've only ever seen the movie.
You never seen SG-1?
I've never seen SG-1. I've only seen the movie.
All right, guys, we're going to have a weekly show where Andy watched three episodes of Stargate SG-1. And
is it even on anything now?
They made their own Netflix. They made their own platform. No, it's actually not. That's one of the biggest complaints.
Stargate platform?
It was.
It is a Stargate.
And they shut it down, and it's nowhere else now.
TV.
Oh, I see.
Stargate.
Let's stay on Marvel.
No, hold on. Tangent.
Like, what the hell?
Stargate, the company that owns Stargate, decided it wouldn't work on any platform.
Sure.
Made its own Stargate streaming service. Totally. Then shut that down and puts it nowhere. Okay.
Wasn't that on Sci-Fi?
But Sci-Fi has no rights to rehost it.
Not sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, if all joking aside, if you were like, you know what, I'm going to watch SG-1, you can't.
Well, what are you going to do?
We're going to talk about the Marvel multiverse. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Benny's from a multiverse where Stargate's a part of Marvel.
I think they wrote the comic, actually.
Oh, God, of course they have. I will say, based on the fact that, since I can get a word in, the fact that they are using like the multiverse and stuff like that, I think it actually would have been a great idea if they just shot a couple additional scenes and made it that Black Widow was from a different multiverse. Or this was
that
a new
movie
one.
Was like an exactly. alternate reality.
Yeah. Because then it would be something where you're like, oh, this matters.
I mean, it's possible that they did. We don't know.
No one knows anything about Black Widow right now.
I mean, this is true. But, like, I mean, that would be one of the best ways to... The reason why I say after the Stephen Strange one is based on the timeline of when they're coming out, it sounds like this was originally planned to come before all the multiverse madness.
Okay. Also, Stargate is on Hulu now, Andy, so you can more than easily...
Oh, well, good. That's great.
They finally got a home. It's all good.
I'm happy.
Super and the excited. Comics are written by Avatar Press.
I'm gonna be like,
useless to us.
I'm gonna be like, this doesn't mention Moon Knight at all. Ben lied to me.
And then they produce an additional episode showing Moon Knight coming from.
That'd be sweet.
They're like, wait, the first new episode of Stargate SG-1 in like 15 years, and guess what? It's ringing Moon Knight into the Marvel.
Since we're getting multiverse on the way, how long do you think until we get Arachnite?
Ooh, I hope
and
not
Hex
too long.
20 whatever.
Do you think that they're going to do
Hex,
like a quick nod?
And
do you
Weasel?
Think that they'll use the multiverse to bring over some of their favorite characters? Because that's the next part of our discussion.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone has said they loved the Fox X-Men for certain aspects.
Right.
We loved Ryan Reynolds. We loved Logan, right? Hugh Jackman has said that he's done.
We loved the X-Men. The two people that you can sometimes consider not X-Men. Those are the two
we
like.
Yeah, I was going to say Deadpool, who makes fun of the X-Men in both of his movies.
And Wolverine, who's often an Avenger, to be honest.
So Hugh Jackman has said that he's done.
Yes, he has.
He's no longer wanting to do it.
Yes.
But Ryan Reynolds wants to continue doing Deadpool.
Right.
And everyone has wondered what is happening. The latest breaking news, and this may not be true, I'm stating it now because it was just Twitter news from like 1,001 sources that no one had an actual source
I heard from a guy who heard from
exactly.
a guy.
Exactly. I saw it on 4chan.
Who saw it on
4chan. Ryan Reynolds is in negotiation with Kevin Feige to have more cameos than Robert Downey Jr. did as Iron Man.
That would be awesome.
I like that idea.
I want all after credit scenes to be Deadpool. Commenting on everything that just happened in whatever movie it is.
They just do it during the credits, though, where he's like, can you believe that one part where Spider-Man started swinging through, but no one looked up? What the hell?
What if he is every after credit scene, like, just over?
No, I said what they should do with Deadpool. I think it was, like, one of the second episodes I was ever on, which is he just shows up in the background and waves.
That's what I want.
And then, like, keeps going.
But
like, they're in a big fight, right? They're in a big CGI fight, and you just see Deadpool go...
Keep either going. Either that or he's like standing there and he's getting a chimichang and he sees it. And
he's like a taco truck and just watching.
Yeah.
They're paying Ryan Reynolds millions of dollars.
Literally tens of dollars.
To stand in the costume and not even make a comment.
He probably would.
He definitely would.
As long as it didn't like interfere with his schedule, he probably would do that.
I have a feeling that if Ryan Reynolds made this contract, he would put a clause in of, if I can sneak onto the set and be in the background, you can't cut that scene.
If security doesn't catch me on my way in.
So
I'm now a part of
the Deadpool costume.
So I feel like this Deadpool news kind of makes sense with the multiversal madness stuff that there's talks of them doing. Because what if they use this to bring over their favorite elements from other franchises? Mm-hmm. Such as, okay, you guys like Ryan Reynolds, we're going to bring him over. Okay, you guys like Electro, we're going to bring over Jamie Foxx. This is overall...
Nobody liked Electro, just so we're clear.
I actually liked this song. He made a song.
Oh, I don't know.
It was an electro song. It was like Itsy Bitsy Spider, but like his, a dubstep. It was really cool.
That version of like, electro sucked. As great an actor as Jamie Foxx is, that version of electro sucked.
But I'm just saying, like, they could use this to make answers to a lot of
was this
problem.
The Andrew Garfield?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Spider-Man
That's
2.
Why I don't
or they use it to explain some things that don't make sense to the viewer, such as J.K. Simmons coming back.
JK. Why wouldn't that make sense to the viewer?
Well, the viewers were like, oh, it's from Raimi. And they're like, well, we brought him back, but it's
people
a
get too stuck on this crap. I was literally like, hey, it's J.K. Simmons, nice.
No, that's what I thought too. But based on this theory that's going around, they're going to give an explanation.
I
agree with you. When he did that, I was like, that's a cool way to bring.
He was just, a great J.J. Jameson.
He was the best J.J. Jameson. And we're just gonna bring him back.
Yeah,
that's
awesome,
what I thought
cool,
it was.
Great. Yeah.
But based on Deadpool being signed up for the most cameos ever, supposedly.
Yeah.
Based on supposedly Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro, even if he's not gonna be blue.
Right.
Based on the stuff that we do know, this could all be
part of the multiverse.
Right. Yeah. Like the average moviegoer is going to go, wasn't that guy in the original? But all the fans who like to deep dive and go, you know, Captain America Shield was in the background of Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
We can go, oh.
To be fair, though, I think your average moviegoer isn't going to know he was in the original. I think they're just going to be like, I swear I've seen that guy before. Oh, well.
The same moviegoer that goes, when is Batman showing up?
Exactly. I was going to say, your average moviegoer isn't going to care. It's your nerds.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying, like, what if they... It's a one-off nod.
Yeah,
and
they
can even explain that stuff without even explaining it. You will literally just have a one-off comment from Doctor Strange at the end where he's like, yeah, so much weird stuff has happened. People are replacing other people, and I don't even know all the people that got swapped. Like, and then, there you go. That's it.
And then Wong comes in and goes, Wong. And then leaves.
And then Deadpool walks behind him.
Deadpool's practicing karate behind him. And they just go, get out of here. Stop showing
up. How did you get in?
Who left the door open?
He's wearing the Deadpool mask and like a little kid's karate gi. Just.
So you're saying, okay, he just has a cameo in every movie and show.
Yeah.
And we don't even get Deadpool 3 until like 2030.
Who cares?
Just Deadpool's actually, in the background.
If you count them all together, it's one movie.
But if they do when they do the Deadpool 3, they need to include all the parts that he cameos.
That's
in
what
the
I'm
other
saying. Yeah, it's like a whole other movie in and of itself.
Like him bouncing between all these different things.
Deadpool, the cameo, the movie.
Like he has like a part where he's talking to the audience and he's doing something. And he looks back and he goes, "What the hell's Spider-Man doing?" All right, anyway, so I was telling this guy.
What if it actually is a full Deadpool movie happening in the background?
That would be hilarious.
And the fight sequence is continued through three different movies.
That would be hilarious.
Like, you just see him flying through like a restaurant or something.
I would love that. That would be really good.
And if you piece it all together at the end, kind of like when they brought back Wolverine and it was a panel for every comic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a full story of how they...
Right.
Turns out Deadpool is in the background of every movie fighting his own fights. That'd be really good, actually.
If they could somehow work that out,
that would actually be really good.
And make
like
no
that.
One acknowledge it either. You
yeah,
just
yeah.
like,
oh, no, 100%.
Did you guys hear that? Whatever.
So
I want Deadpool to look up, see J. Jonah Jameson be like, Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and go, who's Peter Parker?
Or either he does that or he goes, more like Peter Porker.
Nah, he's a pig.
So I want to go back to the bringing in actors that played roles before and being like, oh, it's the same one from the multiverse. I honestly, why can't we just go, oh, it's the same actor, but it has nothing to do with it? Because, I mean, we've done this before. We literally have Chris Evans, who was Human Torch and is now Captain America. And people aren't like, oh, man, can you believe they retconned it so Human Torch became Captain America? Why can't we just have the new J. Jonah Jameson and just have it
that's
be like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, just, you don't need to make him... Yeah, you don't need to make him...
That doesn't mean they can't give it a one-off answer. There's no reason not to. If you end
there's no reason to do it.
Exactly.
Right, but I'm saying if you're opening up the multiverse of options.
Sure.
Like, they could just not do multiverse, but they're obviously are going in that direction.
If Deadpool shows up, he definitely needs to comment on the fact that Chris Evans looks like Human Torch.
Or have the multiverse, you have another flames. Chris Evans who's on fire.
Yeah. But he's not the Human Torch, he's just on fire.
He runs through the background. That would
just
be the funniest Easter egg ever.
That would be really
funny. They do that in the Deadpool one, so he goes... Yeah. Is that a Human Torch?
Somebody set Captain America on fire, so he looks kind of like a Human Torch.
but he's got a great ass.
So basically, is Deadpool 3 just going to be him making jokes about the
MCU? Whole movie.
Jokes about the MCU.
Yes, that's 100% what he should do. Honestly, I think it, while I do think they should sprinkle in multiversal stuff, I also think there's a lot of things you just don't need to comment on.
Oh, no, you don't. And we haven't up to this point.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on the theories that are out there, based on the knowledge we have,
right.
It sounds like this is the direction they want to go in. But it also gives them a lot of wiggle room for issues, retcons, and things.
Sure, yeah, you can just change everything up.
I think ultimately that might be what they're doing.
That's what it is. Feige's like, we need to fix our canon. It's a little off. Not crazy. Not X-Men bad. But
we didn't need two separate timelines.
But if we do a multiversal phase 4, everything can be fixed. Or we just don't acknowledge it. And we say it's the multiverse.
Or when we screw up, it's in a different universe.
It's in a different universe.
This also leads to the theory that King the Conqueror was going to be the big bad by the time we get to phase 6.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that.
So if that theory, I mean, all of this ties into that, because if they're messing with the multiverse, they're probably going to mess with the timelines.
Here's what it is. King the Conqueror shows up in phase whatever, stopping Steve Rogers, who is still time traveling, and fixing things. There you go.
And that's a Chris Evans return.
Feige.
Just like Robert Downey Jr. said he's willing to come back. It's like you both left. But you're both willing to come back.
Sure,
now.
Yeah.
I guess you just needed 2 years off because of the phase 4 delays.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It could have been Chris Evans was just like, I'd come back for a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but you don't
They're
have
all
to
coming
have
back as their voices.
You don't have to have a giant like deal. You could just be like, yeah, I'd come back for a movie if they asked me
well,
to.
From what I understand, that was part of his problem. Was it like the 9 movies?
He didn't want to be locked into a certain amount of movies. But if they were just like, do you want to come back and do like half of a Captain America
movie?
He's
like, no. And they're like, it's a couple million dollars.
He's like, all right.
I'm actually expecting, even if it's just old man, for him to show up somehow
and just say something.
He's chilling with Deadpool in the background.
They don't even acknowledge
just,
it.
Just old man.
Steve, you're so old. He makes a comment on his age.
He's like, oh my God, you're so old. Just order already. Oh my God. Why do you have to order mild on everything,
Steve? Here's the thing. I don't want words. I want it all to be happening in the background. And you have to imagine what they're saying. And like Steve's like going into his pockets and Deadpool's like.
He would pull out money. He would pull out his gun and be okay, come on.
That'd be funny.
So, all right, well, let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
I was going to say, you looked at us like that was like there was a specific thing we were supposed to do.
I was waiting for him to do the sponsor.
Oh, all right.
And then he goes, not like, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, don't forget, you can check out the show live on Thursdays at about 3 p.m.
We
Eastern.
Broke Ben.
Powering down. Too much Westworld. Sees all motor functions.
Ben gets stuck in that mode. Ooh.
Every Thursday at about 3 p.m. Eastern, we filmed this live, followed by our D&D games filled live, which are now hosted on Comic Story and Gaming on the YouTube side. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your support. Don't forget, you can subscribe here on Twitch to support us, subscribe here on YouTube to support us, or go check out our Patreon.
Yeah.
Also, today's sponsor is...
Upstart, an online lending marketplace where you can get fair and fast personal loans. Check the link down below.
We're also brought to you by Dan's Hair Products. He's trying to make this hair a thing.
I don't remember the name of my paste, but it's like a
Dan's
white
paste,
white.
Homemade, organic.
I just go outside,
all natural.
All right, and on that note, I guess we're gonna leave. You guys have a good one. We'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Bye.